Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Dr. Richard Holm is with us every week at this time for your weekly checkup and a preview of On Call with the Prairie Doc, which you can see on Thursday nights on SDPB-TV. He joins us now on the phone. Dr. Holm, welcome back.
Hi, Lori.
What's on deck for us? Are we talking hormones today?
Well, our plan was to have a hormone show tonight with an endocrinologist coming from Sioux Falls, but the weather has compromised his travel plans. And so we're going to do, we can talk hormones, thyroid disease, pituitary disease, adrenal insufficiency, sexual function tonight, but it's going to be an Ask Anything show directed by Dr. Cruz. She's going to be the host. But Dr. Ellsworth is going to be, and Dr. Evans will be the guests, and that's the local Brookings group, the heroes, I call them. And Dr. Johnston, who is the other hero, we have four kind of backup people for me. Dr. Johnston's covering pediatrics for Dr. Cruz, we're putting him to work tonight.
A little behind the scenes of all that it takes for physicians to be able to do this kind of work and educating the public in this way.
And I'm so honored that these people will help carry on the torch for me if and when I'm gone. You know, there'll be a time that I'll retire or this darn cancer might catch up with me. So I've got backup people, because I think the idea of providing uninfluenced, non-commercialized, good, solid, science-based health information is so very important.
Yeah. Let's talk about that a little bit today in this context of Ask Anything.
Okay.
How long has this show been going on? How long, you know, tell me a little bit more about, you know, everything that you do online and the show on the radio.
Well, it's been 16 years on TV.
Wow.
We have a half-hour call-in a radio show for 25 years. That's really kind of what started it all. And that's been once a week. You know, I've been volunteering for that for a half an hour, kind of glib, open mic, kind of a call-in thing. I do an essay, kind of an Andy Rooney essay for each TV show. And that is a 400-word essay that I send out to the newspapers of the state. And I've been trying to get the Argus Leader to pick up. But, you know, the Brookings Register and the Huronite and the Rapid City newspapers and, you know, DeSmet News and the Mobridge and Redfield, and, I mean, a little town, pick it up. And it's been fun because you can get that information out to rural areas. That's very important.
How do you choose the topics that you're going to talk about, you know, for that essay, for the shows? How do you make those kind of selections?
Well, for 16 years, we've been doing that. And, you know, hot issues that are on the cutting edge that are now in the news, but they're also in the medical news. You know, they're in the physician's news. I kind of let those lead us. The common illnesses that people come in to see the physician for, you know, include back pain and headaches and skin conditions. So we always want to do those things. Heart attacks are so devastating. And so we always do a heart show or two, you know, a vascular show. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you just kind of cover the bases of the issues that people are in need. Plus, we have a meeting of our advisors, and the advisors are kind of a advisory group. I mean, there's nothing that pushes that except that they're our sponsors, the people that sponsor the show fiscally. And we give them an opportunity to say, you know, we'd like to have a show on this, or we'd like to have a show on that. Plus, the four heroes, you know, the four doctors in Brookings have been instrumental. And they're pushing me this year. We're going to do a show on music and medicine, you know.
Oh,
and
nice.
That's going to be a challenge to do. It's not as easy as a cardiology show. I have a great guest, you know, do a cardiac topic and see where it goes. And music, I've got to construct some kind of so it's always challenging to figure that. And then to figure who are the guests.
Right. And at the end of that, your essay needs to be sung, because we all know about your, you know, I'll throw that idea out there for you, that at the end we'd like to, we enjoy hearing you sing as well. So
sing a deal. You know, I can't tell you how much I appreciated you putting our son, Eric, on, and then, of course, he ended up allowing me to harmonize a little bit.
Absolutely. I think it was much appreciated by listeners. It was shared frequently on our website. It was one of the top top stories of that month. So, Dr. Holm, one more thing before I let you go, and that's in the age of the internet, when people can do all this research online, why do they still call in and ask a question of a real doctor on a real television show?
Well, that's really, you know, when the internet came out, you know, I was practicing in 78, and I've been practicing, you know, full time up until this recent months. And we thought, oh, well, the internet will take away business. Well, it didn't take away business, brought business.
Yeah.
I mean, and part of it is that there is so much misinformation. People are, if you look up hormones, for example, my gosh, you know, it immediately on the internet, it talks about getting, you know, Viagra from Canada or Mexico or India. And then they talk about selling their supplement. And there's a lot of brouhaha out there that's not true. So that's part of the reason why we're here. There's because of so much information, misinformation out there. I think people need to find a scientific base, honest science, evidence proven, you know, as good as we can do. I mean, of course, we know that it's not perfect, because what's true today is different than it was 10 years ago. And we realize, this is how you treat pancreatic cancer. It's not that old way, you know. So there's a lot of change going on. And, you know, we get 225,000 touches a month with our TV, radio, newspaper, and then you count the internet and all of the sites that we have up. If you want more information, go to prairiedoc.org, and it'll lead you different places and so on. If you want really good information on the internet, you should use medlineplus.gov. That's, aside from prairiedoc.org, you should go to medlineplus.gov, because that goes to the National Library of Medicine, and that's a credible, scientifically based place. And they send you to places that are good. You know, they send you to the Harvard and the Mayo Clinic and Stanford sites and so on, when there's good information there, too.
We will put those links up on we post our audio from this show after our program at listen.sdpb.org. We'll put those links in there every time, so people can go there. And if you forget, you didn't get to write it down, medlineplus.gov or prairiedoc.org.
ORG.
We'll give you those links later. Tonight, SDPB TV, you can ask anything. Dr. Holm, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it, as always.
Thank you very much.